presenting The Deciding Factor. Written this week by David Gilman and produced by Andre Botner. Our story begins during primeval time, when mankind was yet to be granted the gift of speech. And one of the rituals conceived was that of human sacrifice. Tonight's play is freely drawn from the ancient Egyptian mythologies. It is called The Hall of Dreams.
This universe is almost over. See, already the stars are dying.
We have known so much together. But what are we to each other? We have no form or substance.
We have infinite love.
We are one and the same. Would we feel the sensation of oneness if we were apart?
No.
What lies beyond that veil? Beyond those stars that slowly extinguish?
Our reason for moving through this universe. And thereafter, our duty to our Creator. But first, we must go into that darkness. We must go deeply into that void.
Already there are creatures, life forms.
We must awaken in them the power to fulfill their span of existence with intelligence and perception.
Until they gain a foothold on the ladder of their infinite journey to return to the source of creation and to merge as we are, one. Do not abandon me during our separation.
But for a short time, when we create another world. Another creation within the consciousness that we have adopted.
Must the illusion be created?
The gathered spirits of the universe must play out their desires.
How will it be named?
The Hall of Dreams.
My master, by name Osiris, created all that we know from this primordial chaos. Amun Ra Ta, maker of all things, sent my master, my lord, Osiris, and he chose and discarded. And he ruled with his wife, Isis, who was also his sister. For they were no longer as one being. And my master blessed me, Anubis, the jackal god. I lead the dead through the doors of death. I hold their souls before the sovereign judges. I, Anubis, knowing the truth, will weep for the giver of light,
Osiris Isis. He came among us. He gave the power of speech and thought, intelligence, perception. No longer the barbarian, the creature known as man, was blessed. Yet, at first, I doubted.
My lord, Osiris, the creatures discover metal, and they kill!
Anubis, you must wait patiently. Think of the powers you have been given. Theirs is a long journey. When they stand before you, they will not be able to comprehend their wrongdoings. We must teach them. It will take time, as you say, Master.
But stand back from their war.
Osiris cannot be killed by human hands, Anubis.
Come, let us move among them. They have watered the sand with enough blood. What crop do they expect? Will another horde of warriors spring up from the fallen life giver? No need to kill. Leave the quivering bowstring to its silent master, the bow. Within the darkness of your soul and mind, hear the true voice of courage. Listen to the voice you hear. I use the language your people struggle to find. Be calm, for ignorance will be lifted. Slowly, I lift away the starless night and give you light.
Man has fallen.
Such is the power
Accept the new way. Learn to conquer the land and work together. Your time here is short.
You speak of learning, of turning aside the old, but my people...
Your people are not harmed. They will sleep until I awaken them.
Oh, for what reason?
To make better use of your strength.
Take away our need for war, and we die. On what shall we live? How will we barter hostages for food? Gain more horses to become the strongest tribe?
All tribes will be given the opportunity to wage a harsher war against these instincts.
You make women of us.
I give you their strength with your own dignity.
And if we fail, if we cannot scratch the dirt deep enough to yield enough for the mouths of our children...
You will not fail. Believe in what I have said, and grow strong from living in peace. Use every second to make sure there is enough within you to show the balance in your favor upon the scales of divine justice. He created the realm of Egypt, and then he moved throughout the world, invisible. Then, with form, silently, and then with divine melody, searching out the other forms until his message was accepted by most. And his wife, Queen Isis, stayed and ruled wisely and with love in his absence. And then my master returned. Stay here in Egypt, my lord. Let the words be given from here. The world has been given the ability to choose.
That is how it shall be, Anubis. Lord Osiris and I have many dreams to share together.
Your brother, Set, my master, is about to enter your court.
Welcome, brother.
Welcome, sister.
Beware, we say, our Lord Osiris.
Guard the hand that offers friendship.
Guard the darkness in his heart. Guard against this Set, your brother! Guard! Guard! Guard!
Welcome home, my brother Osiris. Is your kingdom fit to live in since your absence?
Isis, my wife, has ruled wisely and well, aided by Anubis and Thoth.
I've seen the results of all your travels, heard the message on the wind. Every leaf fully blossoms. There is peace.
Set, you've been a stranger here since Osiris traveled the world.
I have the wildfire of life in my veins, my lady. This cold, sterile, peaceful existence is not for me.
Set, the force of evil to be, the darkness in men's hearts. He spoke great words of welcome, and my master bent to them like a thirsty animal to water. Lies! Lies! We cried and cried again, but silently. Our Lord Osiris knew all there was to know, and yet he drank the lies. Without a glimmer of doubt, he accepted the invitation offered.
In your honor, my lord, a feast in my palace, a party secretly held in readiness.
A party? A fine gesture, my brother.
You'll accept?
Gladly. Good. With a final glance,
they walked together, arm in arm, brotherly love. Silence. Silence. Thereafter, never did we see our Lord Osiris again for many painful years. I turned and spoke with Thoth, vizier to Osiris, wisest of all the gods, imbued with special gifts.
If I cry the warning, Thoth, sing to the night as the jackal does, will my lord even hear me?
Is the giver of light and truth unable to see what he must?
He goes willingly.
Our lord Osiris walks with courage. He is not of these lower regions. He is not of us. Far beyond, there lies his home. Trust your lord and be quite patient, Anubis. You are the one who see him next.
And so, the darkness slowly closed in upon us, and my lord met treachery at his brother's hand.
See the casket, mighty lord. He who fits will own.
And it would seem large enough.
For all the jewels of wisdom, crystal diamonds glittering, every word of yours, truth, made whole untold treasure. That is the true wealth, is it not? Lie down within, my lord. See if your destiny is to be fulfilled.
I know my destiny, Set.
Then take it.
I created this world, my brother. It holds no darts or fears. Illusion made whole. That is all it is.
Then lie in the casket.
Are you so sure you want to choose the path of darkness?
Show me. Show me. Let your illusion become my reality. Are you afraid?
No.
Then trust me.
Very well, my brother. See, the casket takes me perfectly. I have him. I have him.
Osiris is no more.
Isis searched the world. Even the insects knew of the fate of Osiris. Scratching together the sounds, passing on the news. Osiris, kill!
Alone in the court, we searched in our souls, seeking. Only the darkness permitted by Set, betrayer of light, lost.
Cry out.
O mighty Thoth, use your power before it's too late. Find our Lord. Bring him back.
Bring him back.
Thoth.
What of it, O wise and knowledgeable creator of all we know, blessed by the hand of Osiris?
He is found. Hidden by our lady from the distant land of Babylos. Found and hidden. But too late. Set.
All that is barren and empty, all that is without warmth, all pervading darkness, Set.
I flew to her soul, Our Lady Isis. Together we hid the body of our Lord. Together we secured his safety until the time we could spin our web of incantations and spells about him.
But Set
heard, listened to the inner voice, and swept across the land with a raging fire of hate and destroyed.
What of our Lord?
What?
Where can he be?
Where?
Tell us what happened.
Tell.
How can it be?
How?
You say he was safe.
Safe.
But now he is dead.
Dead.
What happened?
What happened?
Our master's brother came upon our Lord and stood with low spirits coursing through him. We tried to seal the body, but the powers of darkness became too strong for us both. Every spell, every device were no match for his fury. Anubis, you must prepare to meet our master. He has created the netherworld, and there he will remain.
No! He cannot leave us in this darkness. Tell us what has happened.
Set mutilated his body.
Oh! Set all is lost in this glorious creation. Lost.
No! Osiris lives on and will always give his spirit and love to each ruler of his family line.
There is no lineage, Thoth.
There is a son.
A son! A son!
Delta Swamp for protection. He will be known as Horsa Iset. Horus, the protected son of Isis.
Then there is hope.
We must be patient. Go to the land of the dead, Anubis. There you will meet your master and serve him.
And so, within the netherworld, we gathered. Once again, all the gods and deities united with our Lord Osiris.
This shall be my new domain, Anubis. It is here we will guide those from the world.
Yes, my lord. And your son?
My lord and I have cared for him, Anubis.
Set will destroy him.
My wife sacrificed everything in her search for me. Our child was conceived by an incantation from Thoth. My wisdom and desires shall flow through him. I will teach him the use of arms. We shall take back the world from Set. Bring my son's astral form to me, Thoth. I will speak with him.
Horus, son of Isis, the Falcon God, let your spirit fly!
And from that time on, Horus, son of Isis, came before his father, my master, to learn the ways of Set.
How much longer, father?
Until your strength is as bottomless as the sky is high.
Until beyond the dark horizon, you can fly and return within the blink of an eye.
And fight with the ferocity of Set himself.
And survive dynasty after dynasty. Each pharaoh hereafter will know the wisdom of Osiris. Osiris, Isis, and Horus will be acknowledged as the living gods of Egypt.
I am tested. Already visited by the gods at my birth.
You will learn the strength of Osirapus the bull.
To stand your ground.
And the swiftness of Metzeha the cobra.
The cunning of Henti Amenti the wolf.
To grip the other and strike fire into his flesh with your teeth.
And to move silently through the waters of time as Sebek, the crocodile, through the swamps of the world.
Indistinguishable from your surroundings. Silent as the night. As powerful as the heat of the sun.
And the battles were fought.
Bastard son! Witcher spells you! You tore yourself from the womb. Defiled and hated Set.
You bleed as any mortal.
You will perish in the halls of judgment. There is no glimmer of light within you.
Thank you.
much longer, my lord.
Let me be avenged by my sons.
Let it rather end. Bring them to this place.
They cannot fight for all eternity.
For the sake of your son, my lord, let me judge the two.
Summon them.
Summon them.
And what of the 42 judges?
Bring them.
Give up.
Your son.
Let's set answer here.
Summon them.
Let's set the judge.
You are avenged.
Let peace reign.
Be merciful.
Your son.
The world is avenged.
Very well. Bring peace to the world. Let them both be brought before me. Set shall answer for his actions.
Stained with blood.
Cursed with shame.
Muscles torn.
Haunted limb.
Bloody sword.
Open wound.
Shadowed eyes.
Soul in gloom.
Horror spot.
With courage bare.
Losing youth.
Another time.
Another dream.
Fairest king.
Ever seen.
Blooded sword.
Evil set.
Torn from wound.
Himself beget.
Side by side.
They enter now.
Enough!
I need no sword or shield against spirits.
You are to be judged now, my brother.
In the world of the half-dead, my life is not over yet.
Your heart shall be weighed nonetheless.
Jackal god, you'll not frighten me with your howling cries. I do not recognize this court. My soul belongs to the dark side.
Let us both give our hearts to the scales of justice.
My son, it is not you who must prove your loyalty.
Is that it? Loyalty? Love? We are opposing forces, my brother. Give me but one chance, and you see who follows me. Your precious mankind, whom you saw fit to enlighten. It's me they want.
Osiris, my beloved, is this to be the destiny of the world?
The right to choose. Our time is almost through.
Will we return?
No. There will remain a part of us in all men. We shall merge back into the vast ocean of love and all knowledge.
How many wars will you have me commit, brother?
You'll never win.
I have already. I am all powerful now. I am supreme here and now. Can you deny this, my brother?
Once mankind passes through these doors, he has the right to join the gods.
But I offer them life for living.
And many will take your offer. And will return to the void of darkness until they learn.
Do it! Weigh my heart. I tire of this place. Let me go my own way. Back into the void of darkness and slime, where I can smell the stench of mankind's vomit as they slide into the abyss of relentless pursuance of their wants and desires. Let me lead my own kind. Let me live among men. My lord!
Let his heart be weighed. If there is a touch of truth, a glimmer of pity or sorrow, he will be spared.
Anubis takes a pulsating heart upon the scales. One side the heart, the balance is truth, the feather of truth. It sits and quivers. We wait and watch. It moves. Downwards. It moves. Downwards. The likeness of truth outweighs the heart.
Silence. Silence. Condemned.
Guilty.
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 be devoured by the Amut, the creature who awaits men's souls, and then to be cast into the unknown void.
Then do it.
I still love you as my brother.
Returned with hate. I have always hated you, my older brother.
My father is all forgiving.
Don't offer me pity. Do it!
I shall give you what you most earnestly desire. I condemn you to fight for all eternity, to squirm in the hatred you enjoy, to represent all that is abhorrent to civilized man.
There is your mighty lord. There is his show of strength. You reveal your true faint-heartedness by not condemning me outright. You are truly weak. That is no punishment.
But it is. You will be the testing ground for mankind. You will fight, and you will continually lose. That is your punishment.
A brief moment.
Our reflections have manifested in many forms, with many names.
They will not forget our love, will they?
No. Such truth will always stay with them.
Do I sense a coldness about me?
Yes. Our journey is almost complete. The death of the stars is a sadness we must endure.
Will those creatures ever understand?
They will continue their lonely fight until the light of awareness shows them the way. The seed has been planted.
I understand. And I have known what it is to love you.
If we had never loved, we would not be one.
Will you comfort me?
There will be very little pain.
I promise.
It is the end.
Yes. It is finished. Until we reach eternity.
The Hall of Dreams was written by David Gilman. As the Company of Gods, you heard Keith Grenville as Osiris, Paddy Canavan, Isis, Blaise Koch, Horus, Glinday, Anubis, John Dennison, Thoth, and Neville Thomas, Set. Members of the chorus included Linda Delport, Robert Delkirk, Nomle Nkonieni, and Francis Keeping. The part of the warrior was played by Roger Dwyer. Percussion by Clive Madewell. Techno audiophonics and recording by Clive Gaunt. Sound effects and synthesizer programming by Alec Rinquest. The Hall of Dreams was produced by Andre Botner. Join us next week at the same time, when you can again listen to The Deciding Factor.